Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 4th, 2019. I'm Rich Stravolino. The New York Times reports that, according to sources, Huawei is preparing to sue the U.S. government for banning government agencies from using its products. The lawsuit will reportedly be filed in the Eastern District of Texas and seek to challenge a provision of the Defense Spending Authorization Law, passed in August, that blocks executive agencies from using telecom equipment made by either Huawei or ZTE. According to the sources, Huawei will challenge the provision as unconstitutional as it singles out a group for punishment without trial. A security researcher with Google's Project Zero discovered a flaw in the macOS XNU kernel. The flaw exploits the kernel's copy-on-write behavior, allowing for malicious changes to user-mounted file systems without the virtual management subsystem realizing it. The researcher informed Apple of the flaw back in November 2018 and published it as a high-severity bug well after the project's usual 90-day deadlines. Apple is currently working with Project Zero on a future patch to fix the issue. The World Wide Web Consortium approved the Web Authorization API, known as WebAuthn, as a web standard for passwordless logins. This allows users to use biometrics, mobile devices, and FIDO keys to log in. WebAuthn already has support from Windows 10 and Android, as well as Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Safari, and Microsoft Edge browsers. The USB Implementers Forum announced details for USB 4. The standard will integrate many Thunderbolt 3 features, including speeds up to 40 gigabits per second, delivering up to 100 watts of power, support for external GPUs, dual 4K displays, and single 5K displays. The standard is fully compatible with Thunderbolt 3 cables and accessories as well. Intel has stated that the two standards will coexist, but that Thunderbolt will continue to require Intel certification for use with additional services, while USB 4 will remain open. The full USB 4 draft specification will arrive in the second half of 2019, with the USB Implementers Forum not expecting supporting devices on the market for 12 to 18 months after that. Over the weekend, Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted the company would unveil the Model Y SUV at an event on March 14th in LA. The Model Y will be built on the existing Model 3 platform. According to Musk, the Model Y will be about 10% bigger than the Model 3, cost 10% more, and have less range for the same battery capacity. The blockchain journalism startup Civil announced that its first products will be available on March 6th. Civil Newsroom will be available to qualified newsrooms who agree to Civil's journalism standards. In return, newsrooms will be able to index and permanently archive content to the blockchain using the Civil publishing tool, although this is limited to WordPress installs initially. Newsrooms will then be able to accept peer-to-peer payments from Civil members. Civil memberships can be purchased, including Civil tokens, for peer-to-peer transactions and also give access to Civil Registry, a hub for people to find and support newsrooms on the blockchain. Microsoft announced it will shut down Microsoft Band and Microsoft Health Dashboard apps and services on May 31st. Existing Band users have until then to export their data. Band devices will still be able to function as activity and sleep trackers. However, due to the shutdown of cloud backend services, Microsoft warns it will be impossible to set up a device again after a factory reset. So, maybe don't do that. And in additional final nail in the coffin news, Sony discontinued the last two PlayStation Vita models. Sony had previously stopped making first-party games for the platform all the way back in 2015 and ended physical game production last year. In 2018, Sony's senior executive Hiroyuki Oda stated the company had no plans for a follow-up mobile console. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can also find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.